Time management skills. Making good written notes. How good are you at taking written notes in meetings? Some people are good at this. They take accurate, neat, structured, legible, written notes. This ability makes them look good, sound good, and helps them to be more effective. Other people are not good at taking written notes. Their notes are a mess, illegible, untidy, incomplete, and useless. As a result, their notes make them look amateurish, ill-prepared, and they negatively affect performance. Are your notes tidy, comprehensive, and organized? Or are they fragmentary, untidy, and confusing? What are good written notes? Good notes are those that accurately and objectively record the essence of a meeting. Define essence. The essence is the essentials, the crucial elements, omitting the trivial details. For what purpose should you learn to take good notes? 1. To act as a record. 2. Settle any disputes. 3. Record decisions, who will do what. 4. To refresh your memory. 5. To guide your action. 6. To minimize errors. The ability to take notes is an important skill. The notes become the meeting. The note taker may take one of two fundamental approaches to the task. 1. The sponge. The sponge tries to capture everything. 2. Pantsifter. The pantsifter does not try to capture everything. The sponge tries to capture everything. She copies everything down and thinks to herself, I must record everything. I can sort it out later. She tries to duplicate a tape recorder. She cannot keep up. She falls behind. She panics, loses track, gives up, and feels defeated. The pantsifter does not try to capture everything. She says, I only want the most valuable points. What is the essence? She can keep up because she is mostly listening out for the relatively rare conclusion statements and major reason statements. Keep asking two questions. What is this person's main point on this issue? What reasons is he/she offering? As a note taker, you must keep asking and answering those two questions. What is this person's main point on this issue? What is his essential point? Once you have identified that, you must also try to answer, what reasons is he/she offering for believing that this is true? To the degree you answer these questions in your note-taking is the degree to which you are succeeding. To the degree to which you are not answering these questions is the degree to which you are failing. Beware the primacy and recency effect. The primacy and recency effect is a psychological principle that the mind remembers in a sequence of events those items that occur first and last. So we tend to miss out the material in the middle of the presentation. Be careful and keep your mind switched on. Use mental mapping as a method of recording meetings. Divide things into topics. Allocate numbers to each speaker. Write in pencil. Write small and neat. Write on straight lines, keeping subsets and hierarchies. No bubbles, only bare lines. Don't bother with colors. Practice taking notes on people and in situations where it does not matter if you mess up. As practice, map the news at 10. Map out BBC question time. Periodically, review these notes. For more information about time management training, visit the Corporate Coach Group website.